Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mark Giannotto is the sports columnist over at The Commercial Appeal, host of Giannotto and Jeffrey. Catch him every afternoon from 2 to 4. Join us every Wednesday. He joins us. Now, on a day like this, Mark, have you sort of thought about what you're going to say, what you want to say, what's the right note to strike, just where you are on a day like this?
Well, you know, I think any parent had the same thought I did when something like that happened, which, you know, like, holy crap, what if that was my kid? That's what, you know, really makes it sink in. What happened yesterday, what's happened before. I mean, I remember when last fall, when the Collierville shooting happened at the Collierville Kroger, you know, my kid goes to school, like, not 5 minutes from there, or goes to daycare, not 5 minutes from there. And, like, you know, when those thoughts, you know, it often feels like a faraway thing when these shootings happen, when tragedies happen. But then, you know, you start to think about, you know, these are just normal people like you and me, and this, like, incredible tragedy can happen just like that in the world we live in. And it's scary at times. But, I don't really know what to say in terms of, like, you know, obviously, I don't want things like this to happen anymore. And whatever we can do to prevent these sorts of tragedies from happening, I'm for it. Whatever legislation, whatever change in mindset, whatever services, you know, mental health services, whatever it takes. Like, this is, you know, we talked about the measures we put in to try and deal with the pandemic. In a lot of ways, this is like a pandemic in its own right, what's going on with this gun violence. And so that's sort of how I look at it. I don't know, you know, in terms of, like, what do you say? It's just, it's awful. It's just awful when you really start to think about it. And, you know, my tendency is to kind of distract myself, but maybe that's probably, you know, a little bit part of the problem. We all kind of, you know, these things happen so often now. We kind of, you know, in the moment, you know, we think about, you know, we're devastated by them, but we kind of push them to the side. And maybe, you know, part of the solution is, like, you know, one of these days we got to stop pushing it to the side.
Right. You got to feel something, right, to your point. Can't just push it to the side. We got, whether it's outrage, whether it's pain, we need to feel something so the urgency level goes up for us all when it comes to change. Sports were played last night. Sports go on, and we certainly are doing a sports show. So I'll ask you this. There's no great way to make this pivot, but Ja Morant, second team All-NBA, was that about right, Mark? Is that about where you thought he would come out?
Yeah, that's what I expected. Especially once he missed those last, what, 9-10 games of the regular season for the most part.
Yep.
Once he missed those games and, you know, the games played went below 60 for the season, you know, I thought it was going to be hard for him to be first team given that. And I think where he is second team is appropriate. He was, you know, like, you could make the argument. You know, I think there's a very good argument. The two guards that got in above him, Luka was a little more durable and, you know, really felt like he was more, you know, ultimately, this is partially because there were so many good, there were better players around Ja than around Luka, I think. And so So I think he gets rewarded for that. And then Devin Booker, who gets in ahead of him as a guard, you know, was on the best. He was the best player, arguably, I guess, on the best team in the NBA during the regular season. So I just don't know if, like, Ja had played 70 games, I think it's a different discussion. Mm-hmm. I think potentially he can get in over Booker. But, you know, ultimately he didn't. And so second team feels just right. And, you know, very clearly, I mean, I think this is the first of regular appearances on these three All-NBA teams because, you know, I don't think there's six or, you know, right now it doesn't feel like there's six or seven guards better than Ja Morant in the NBA.
No team has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit. It is not 3-0 anymore. It's 3-1. Do the Dallas Mavericks behind Luka Magic have what it takes to become the first?
No. I think, look at the Warriors' pattern this series. This is what they do.
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels like, in a way, like, you know, they're looking out for the organization. Get an extra playoff game, you know, by losing these closeout games on the road. Get the franchise one more home game in those ticket sales and concession sales. I mean, this is what they did in the first two rounds. They lost the closeout game. Or the first closeout game, and then they went home and finished off the series, and that's what I expect them to do tomorrow against Dallas. You know, ultimately, it's much like, you know, Game 5 of the Grizzlies-Warriors series. You know, that was just one of those classic, like, Dallas. Once Dallas made its one push, you know, Golden State was just like, you know what, we'll just do this at home. Like, they didn't have the will in that game, and they earned that right by going up 3-0. They earned a chance to kind of just essentially throw a game away. Now, if Dallas can win Game 5, then I think the conversation changes, but I don't expect them to win Game 5.
Yeah, let's assume they don't, and Golden State moves on. What, if anything, Mark, what do you draw from the fact that Memphis was a tougher matchup with them, and that's with Steven Adams out, what, first two games, Ja Morant out down the stretch in that series? What do you draw from that, the fact that the Grizzlies were a tougher matchup than Dallas? Does it mean you're further ahead in terms of personnel and roster? That said, even with Dallas having your number in the regular season, does it mean anything to you?
Not really. I think Dallas, you know, I think Dallas and Memphis have shown they are going to be contenders in the Western Conference for the foreseeable future. As long as Dallas has Luka and with the nucleus Memphis is put together. I think that's what it just tells you. And, you know, ultimately I think Golden State's got to win the title this year because I think this is their last best chance. You know, I think that team is going to get, you know, I don't think that team has many more years ahead of it. Playing at this level, and the, you know, the league is, you know, was pretty wide open this year, and I tend to agree with Dylan Brooks, even though he probably shouldn't have said it when he said it, but like, the Grizzlies are coming, the Mavericks are coming, you know, much like we talk about, you know, next year it might be harder for the Grizzlies, like they finished second in the Western Conference, but they're not going to get picked to finish second in the Western Conference next season. Much like it's going to get harder for them, I think it's the same thing for the Warriors. Like, this whole deal is going to get harder for them next year. And so, but that's how I look at it, Jason, just in terms of, like, Memphis, it feels like Memphis and Dallas are right there.
Mm-hmm.
And this offseason, it'll be interesting to see what Dallas does in terms of,
Brunson.
You know, what are they, Jalen Brunson, do they try to make a trade for someone else, bring in a new big man? You know, they're kind of, you know, like there's some interest, you know, I was reading something online. Like, I think DeAndre Ayton is going to be a wild card in this offseason because I don't know if someone is going to pay him, is going to offer him max money, I think. And I don't think Phoenix is necessarily going to be gung-ho about matching it just because they have to give Devin Booker a new extension soon. Chris Paul has still got two more years. Like, I think 2 years left. I think and they paid Mikal Bridges. I think that guy's a wild card in this offseason. Like, what if Dallas gets him? What if one of these Western Conference teams gets him? That changes things a little bit. You know, same with some of these trades. So I think a lot of it is depending on what happens this offseason. But doesn't it feel like Dallas with Luka and Memphis, even though they didn't play each other this year in the playoffs, they feel like they're the up-and-comers in the Western Conference. And as of today, you know, you'd think at some point soon, you know, we're gonna see Dallas either back in the Western Conference Finals or Memphis. That's what we're moving to.
A little baseball matinee for you, Mr. Giannotto.
Yeah, sorry, that's a Dustin Starr. I'm at the Redbirds game, actually. They have a weird 11 a.m. start today. You know, one of those, like, you have a lot of kids groups here. It's starting to rain a little bit, but it's actually, like, you know, before this, it was nice, nice temperature for a baseball game. But, yeah, out here for a little day baseball.
All right, last thing before we let you go, we'll let you get to the game there. Penny Talk this week, month was out there, a lot of interesting things. Like, what's just your state of the Memphis basketball program right now? I know I asked you this about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Kenneth Lofton staying in the draft. There hasn't been a lot of other public movement in terms of the roster. What's your state of the Memphis Tiger basketball program right now?
My sense is that in terms of, like, big splashes, I think they're done. I think the hope is, the assumption, I don't know if assumption's the right word, because I asked Penny, I was out there too, and I asked Penny, like, how are you recruiting right now? Are you recruiting as if you're expecting DeAndre and Lester back? Because that's sort of what the feeling is, even though they haven't said that yet. Or are you recruiting as if there's an outside possibility they stay, you know, they decide to go, one or both decide to go pro? And he said he was recruiting as if one or both might go pro, even though he's, you know, hopeful they won't. But I just think when you bring back those two guys, plus Kendrick Davis, I think right now it's kind of, you know, I think the program feels like it's, in terms of the state of it, it's like in a waiting pattern with the IARP. But at the same time, it feels like he's got a pretty good team if those two guys come back. In terms of more additions, I think you'll look at, like, more, you know, he feels like he needs a big man and he needs some shooters. But I sort of see him, you know, thinking of this in terms of role players more than, like, making another big splash in the transfer portal. But we shall see how it ends up. But, you know, he said that Munns has a story up at commercialfield.com with some more comments from him where he basically told Jason that, you know, last year he basically felt like he had 13 players on scholarship who all thought they should be started. Mm-hmm. And that he's, you know, he doesn't want to do that again. Like, he doesn't want to have a team where everyone, you know, feels like they have an entitlement to a certain role. And, like, it was telling, I asked him about Elijah McCadden, what was he from? Charleston Southern or something? Georgia Southern. The transfer from Georgia Southern, who's like a grad transfer, old guy. And Penny's point was, like, he's going to be energy. Like, and, like, it was, like, basically spelled out, like, this guy's going to be coming off the bench with energy. He's not expecting him to be some star, you know, and it sounded just a little different than the way he's talked about previous editions, where it felt like, you know, he would talk about them and you could tell, you know, he thought there was potential there for them to be, like, one of the key players in terms of, you know, usage and shot making and all that. And it felt like at times it felt like there were too many, he talked like that about too many guys on the roster. And it probably partly led to some of the chemistry issues that they ran into at the beginning of both these past two seasons. And it feels like you're seeing him rectify all that this offseason with how he's approached it.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, man, enjoy the baseball game.
Thank you,
appreciate
Mark.
The time, man. Thanks.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Yep. On that same topic there with the team, it's hard to find 13 good players that don't want to start, right? That don't think they can be a starter in college basketball. You can find 13 basketball players, but can you find 13 basketball players who would A, be good, and B, be willing to say, I don't care about starting? Hell no. You're going to get like DeMarnier Cunningham, bruh. I mean, you're going to get some Babbage if he's willing to just say, I won't start. I don't want it. I don't.
There's a natural, though, on the best teams, though, right, an acceptance of roles to where at some point after you have it figured out, whatever your line, preseason practice, whatever that
100%.
Is, where you fall in line.
But
of course, all players, Division I players, want to be starters, right? Because all Division I players, they're on scholarship, they got the dream.
It almost sounds
what are we talking about here?
It almost sounds like Penny is trying to say that as a way to not fill the roster, though. Like as a way to not use the scholarships.
I didn't look at it that way. And you've got too many that you've got too many open that you're sitting here going to have five open scholarships going in next year. Like that's not happening.
Yeah, you have to get players. Because you know rotations, transfers, whatever. Like you got to find players.
But I mean, again, when has Penny Hardaway not done that? Show me when he doesn't get them. And again, we already like the nucleus of Kendrick Davis, Lester, and DeAndre. Come on, dude. If he was recruiting,
right,
like he wasn't expecting those two or one of the two not to come back, the urgency level would have to go up.
100%.
You'd have to have more bodies in here right now.
100%.
Okay, so he's recruiting like he's expecting them to come back.
100%.
And I think that's as much of a sign as anything we've said, anything John's heard, anybody's heard.
Yeah.
That's the sign.
No.
And so with that nucleus alone, you feel good. Here's the issue. You need shooting because Elijah McCadden doesn't bring that.
Correct.
Okay? Kendrick Davis can shoot it. Lester Quinones can shoot it. DeAndre, you know, from a percentage, but not in bulk. He's not a shooter. So you need shooting. Says you didn't add Caleb Murphy, who I know that wasn't his forte, but was certainly a guy who possibly could do that for you. So you're going to need that, and you need that five.
Yeah, I mean,
that's happening.
Yeah, but if you get that nucleus, then there's not a lot of need, right? I mean, I'd run.
You can use as much shooting as possible.
But yeah, I'm just saying in terms of like quote unquote big splash, right? You don't have to. There is no, you know, Kendrick Davis is going to score 20 a game. Lester's going to score double figures. DeAndre's going to score double figures. Like, there's not a whole hell of a lot of room for another guy like that.
I will say.
At the risk of, like,
You know, it's one thing,
team chemistry,
John, when he's saying middle of the season or 3/4 of the way through the season, whatever it was, 2/3, hey, I want to start going older, right? I need to start hitting the transfer portal more because I need older teams because that's what I'm battling in the AAC. And you wondered, okay, is that just lip service? Is that just him talking,
right,
for the record and what they're going against? Or is that him really saying he's going to change? And I think, John, we've seen in terms of his approach this offseason, that one wasn't just lip service. He's tried to go older here. He's gone more transfer portal. Hey, you let Amar Knox ride, right? I mean, you cut the freshman that you the incoming freshman that you had hooked up. And so he's kind of abided by what he said.
Right.
On this one, as opposed to, I'm going to have, less competition, a different 13. I just think it's a kind of player he's looking at where maybe Penny at one point is looking at, listen, I'd like to have all the 4 or 5 stars I can have, 13 of them. I'm gonna do something different in terms of I'm going to go get some role guys, I'm going to go get my starters and have that little. I tend to believe him here and hope that, again, it's not just lip service, that this is actually going to be a change, because I would tell you that. Because Penny's been saying it every preseason. I got 10, I got 12, I got 13 starters, guys I think could start on this team.
Yeah.
If it's leading to drama for you in chemistry issues, and I tell you, one of the chemistry issues last year was trying to play Monty Bates at point.
Right.
But if this part of it is leading to drama, then change it up and get some more of those role guys. I'm hoping this is the way he's going, and maybe going and getting guys like Elijah McCadden who have been sixth men. You know, maybe that's he's staying true to form here, true to his words, I'll say.
Right, because like you said, last year you're bringing in, those two dynamic freshmen. Imani was a late add. They both were late adds, technically.
Late August. Imani was late August.
You add that with, experienced guys like Landers and DeAndre and Lester and Tyler and others, right? And so, yeah, you could see where there would be a sort of, especially when Landers was coming back as a first team. Penny even mentioned this preseason in August. He said, guys are coming here to take your, he kind of set his own foundation there, right, for all of that to happen, saying that Imani's coming here to take Landers' job.
He did say that.
He did.
Which was, you almost set it up yourself for potential issues.
He did.
When you say it publicly.
He kind of spoke that one into existence. You're not gonna. You don't want to do that. And I think he's learning from. All right, last year, I brought in I opened up a competition.
Don't do that.
When maybe I didn't have to do that. Right. Maybe I didn't have to do that. And so now what he's trying to say now is I don't want to create my own competitions at positions that I've got established already.
How much better is that is that team last year if he doesn't add the final addition that's Amani Bates?
Well, now, from start to finish,
much better is it with the way things went?
Well,
to his point, I got a five-star
right.
who's got NBA aspirations, wants to be in the draft in 2 years. I got to play him. Where am I going to? I'm going to plug him into the starting point guard role, which is going to affect everything else. If that decision is not made and
also
he's not
Earl.
There to do that, right? How much different does it look at the beginning of the season?
Well, yeah,
because that was so much of the chemistry issues. And I will say this, he admitted that during the season.
He did.
He played the Amani Bates thing wrong.
But unfortunately,
not that he shouldn't have gone.
Unfortunately, he blamed the upperclassmen as opposed to himself.
Well, that was early, yes,
yeah.
Before he admitted the mistake.
Right.
You blamed DeAndre and those guys.
Yeah. Let's see. So early in the year, they took those L's, right? They lost to Iowa State by 19. They lost to Georgia at Georgia. They lost to Ole Miss. Lost to Murray State. I mean, I think you probably go 3-1 there instead of 0-4.
But back to his quote about this is what he told Munns over the commercial appeal. I don't think I'll ever want 13 really good players who can start. When I'm applying it to Imani there and that sort of way of thinking or that quote to did you need Imani Bates? I think it's fair that maybe we to expect a little bit of change along those lines. Well, it was almost overkill.
It was. It was a little bit like.
Now, we've all said we would do it. And I'm not going to go back and say.
Can't.
I'm asking the question, though, how much different is it? And has Penny Hardaway decided after that experience, maybe having all the five stars, maybe it ain't worth it, right? Maybe having, chemistry team, those things more important when it comes to college basketball, this roster. So that would be a good thing for Memphis if it's the case.
Yeah, Monty Bates in that loss to Ole Miss, 1 of 10 from the field in 22 minutes. He got more minutes than all but three players that day.
Well, it wasn't just the shooting. It's when you plug him in at point guard.
Yep.
Well, then Lester Quinones' game depends on him. Then DeAndre's game depends on him, right?
Yep.
Everybody's game depends on that freshman player who hasn't even grown up playing the position.
Right, and he's just defensively. Defensively, he was a liability, right?
So what I'll say is, as a coach, you got to recognize that, make the adjustment after you. When you do make a mistake, that was clearly a mistake. Penny changed it up. They managed to do it in the nick of time, got the thing back to, nationally being relevant.
Now, look, again,
And being up 10, being up double digits on Gonzaga at the half.
I think Amani Bates, as a sophomore at Memphis, could have had a breakout year, right? But I also understand why both parties made the decision to move on from each other.
Again, you know more.
Right.
So you apply that. You know what Imani's
Correct.
Not good at. You know where he needs. And so that was the hope. That was why I thought there was reason for optimism. If you bring Imani back, you know his game and what he needs more than whoever his next college coach is going to be. Whatever.
That's right.
All of that. Where he needs to play and where he doesn't.
Yep.
You've made that progress, right? What? Yeah, I thought that's why it would have worked out. But, again, we like the nucleus. And John, here's one thing about it. You put a Kendrick Davis, right, with Imani. Who, again, Amani needs the ball in his hands, that kind of thing. With Kendrick Davis, he's everything revolves around him. So it's probably worked out the way it needs to,
yeah.
Frankly, with Imani Bates.
All right, we will come back. Like we talked about, Dallas and Golden State is going to a 5-game series. We'll break that down. Boston versus Miami tonight. A little bit of rumors coming out of that one. So we'll get into that and more. On the other side, Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
NBA playoffs heating up. You see it. You can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook. We may have one in the Eastern Conference. They're an official partner of the NBA FanDuel Sportsbook, and throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay. You can do it each week of the playoffs. You'll get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. FanDuel's got so many ways to play. It's what we love. And best of all, when you do win, you'll get paid fast. New to FanDuel? Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up with the promo code JSmith. You get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Once again, that's promo code JSMITH. And if you already have an account, you're all set to bet. Either way, you'll get up to $20, as we say, and free bets if your same-game parlay during the playoffs does not win. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA and of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issues, non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet, $20 per week. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Coming up at 2, it's the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Mark Giannotto, lead columnist from the Commercial Appeal, and Jeffrey Wright, college football and BetQL analyst. Giannotto and Jeffrey, weekdays 2 till 4 p.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Are you ready for the Take It On sales event at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike? Take on high gas prices with 41 MPG Highway in your new 2022 Mitsubishi Mirage G4, $259 a month, or buy for $17,885. Looking for the perfect road trip ride? Take on 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport, $359 a month, or buy for $25,285. Plus, award-winning redesigned 2022 Outlander, seat 7, $369 a month, or $29,005. And get the stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 72 months at 3.9, Outlander NZ068336, MSRP 29505, Sport NUW09708, MSRP 26035, G4 NHF05848, MSRP 18385, includes all rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month, dealer stock only.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
By now, you know that sound. It's the sound of the Home Depot. But what about those sounds? Those are the sounds of a new LG laundry set with TurboWash 3D that provides a powerful yet gentle clean in just 29 minutes, making this the sound of savings on top brand appliances. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Now for just $778 each. Shop LG front and top load washer dryer sets with ultra large capacity and reduced wash time. Valid May 19th through June 8th. U.S. only. Gas dryer extra while supplies last. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get ready for summer vacation now at O'Reilly Auto Parts with up to a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries. With the power, performance, and reliability your vehicle demands, Superstart batteries are made to deliver long life and consistent starts. Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro Refrigerant and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate, plus earn double O rewards points with the purchase of select AC Pro Refrigerant products. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro Refrigerant at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Grilling never smelled so good. Introducing new Kingsford Signature Flavors. Made with 100% real spices, Kingsford Signature Flavors flavor boosters can be added to any pre-lit charcoal or bought pre-mixed with Kingsford Charcoal Briquettes to add a whole new rich, full-bodied flavor and aroma to your cookout. For flavor you can see, smell, and taste, new Kingsford Signature Flavors. Kingsford.com.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
My sweet cheeks feeling squeaky clean. When Charmin's rolling behind the scenes, Charmin TP gives me those cheeky clean feels. That ultra strong hype is all for reals. Those TP rolls got me a Charmin clean took it. Cheek to cheek feeling oh so shook it.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, 4-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag. You got that bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that biggie bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Jason and John Guest appear on the Superbook Tennessee Super Phone Line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Old ways, new women, gotta keep a balance. The girl of your dreams to me is probably not a challenge. I've been counted out so many times I couldn't count it.
Funny, I need some barbecue. You know, lunchtime, coming up on noon. Barbecue would really hit the spot, but there's only one place when I'm eating barbecue that I would ever consider going, and that's Topps Barbecue right here in Memphis. They got it all. They got the cheeseburgers. They got the barbecue. They got the new sweet and saucy sauce. Continuing to innovate. Continuing to raise the bar at Topps. We ain't getting complacent over here. 70 years, we're still innovating. Get the Topps Barbecue for lunch today.
If you haven't tried the smoked bologna sandwich at Topps, you need to go get it today. Okay. It's fantastic. You can get some with that aforementioned sweet and saucy sauce, and you can thank this show tomorrow after you eat it today. It's some goodie, but it all is at Topps. That includes that fireman burger as well, and going crazy about that. The fantastic pork on top of that fantastic burger that's delivered fresh from Charlie's Meat Market, what, 6-7 times a week. It's all fresh. Topps. That's why you're going to love it. It's why they've been the best. For 70 years, Topps Barbecue, 70 years and still smoking.
Tonight, we have a 2-2 series that will be unlocked, right? Someone will go up 3-2 in this series tonight, Boston and Miami. The game is in Miami. Miami is a 2-point
favorite at home.
Dog.
Really? Because of the roster and how banged up they are?
I guess so, man. I guess so.
I can't figure this out. We're probably going to have a game 7, but this series has not been close in terms of if you break it down by the game.
Very lopsided, very skewed series. Very, very difficult to handicap, quite frankly, because you don't know who's playing ever. Marcus Smart, game time decision. Robert Williams, game time decision.
He didn't look good last. He played well, but he looks hurt.
Right.
Only played 19 minutes.
Kyle Lowry, Max Strus, Tyler Hero, Gabe Vincent, PJ Tucker, all questionable all day to day.
Yikes.
Jimmy Butler, we know, of course, has been hobbled.
Well, he's going to come back and score 50.
And then there are rumors of COVID running through the Miami Heat. A broadcaster and a therapist did not travel back with a team because of COVID. Did that spread? Do we have a situation on our hands here? Who knows? Who knows in this damn series? But, yes, Game 5 is tonight. Obviously, catch that right here on 99 FM ESPN. It has been a zigzag series. Boston lost Game 1. Boston won Game 2. Miami won Game 3. Miami lost Game 4. So it has been a very zigzag series. So based on the history of the series, that would suggest to all of us that Miami should win Game 5. But I just don't know. I don't know who I can trust. I don't know who I can trust on this Miami Heat team right now. With all the injuries, if all things were equal, I would have no problem backing him. I had no issue with that. Jimmy Butler was one of the best players in the NBA all season long. Heat were one of the most consistent teams in the NBA all season long. But Kyle Lowry just doesn't look like himself with the hamstring. Mm. The role players are kind of shrinking from this moment here. And so I just don't know who I can trust, man. I think this is a tough one to call. And I think there's a reason that Boston is a 2-point favorite in Miami.
Maybe they can deploy Udonis Haslem.
He's there. He's waiting for the call.
Let me ask you something. Why?
I don't know, man. I think it's like a Spoelstra thing probably. Like
is that part of Heat culture?
Pat
and
Riley.
So you continue to put him in a uniform and pay him that check?
I think so.
Why not just put him on the staff?
Well, he basically is, right?
That's what.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.